This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking political news as a billionaire investor and activist has just announced he is joining the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. Tom Steyer is reversing course after saying earlier this year that he would not be running for the White House. The 62-year-old had said he wanted to focus entirely on impeachment efforts. A new Justice Department team taking over President Trump's push for a citizenship question to be placed on the 2020 census. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway says there's no reason for the administration to stop trying.
The Supreme Court did not issue a legal impediment decision. They basically said come back and give us a different rationale.
Forecasters say a hurricane could develop this week in the Gulf of Mexico. They say people from eastern Louisiana to western Florida need to be on alert. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I wouldn't.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5. 5141 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Billionaire Jeffrey Epstein is pleading not guilty to sex trafficking charges. He's accused of forcing underage girls to have sex at his mansion in Manhattan, creating a network allowing him to sexually exploit and abuse dozens of underage girls, some as young as 14. Lawyer David Boies says Epstein's alleged victims have been waiting for this a long time.
They have been attacked. Their credibility has been maligned. And this is very, very welcome and gratifying vindication for them.
He was speaking to NBC News. Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta should resign, as years ago in Florida, Acosta struck what many say was a sweetheart deal with Epstein, sentencing him to just over 1 year in jail and requiring him to register as a sex offender. New York Met Pete Alonso's the 2019 Home Run Derby champ, and this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, may be threatened as it faces a challenge in the U.S. Court of Appeals today. Obamacare has come under frequent legal challenge ever since it was passed in 2010, but the Supreme Court ruled that charging a fine for people who aren't insured was a tax, and therefore it was constitutional. But then Congress repealed that part of it in 2017, and a lower court ruled that it invalidated the entire law. The ruling was stayed pending appeal, so if this appeals court upholds the ruling, 20 million people could lose insurance coverage, and protections for people with pre-existing conditions would also be wiped out. Experts are predicting more trouble for Southern California perhaps as soon as this week in the form of another powerful earthquake. Aftershocks have been taking place at about once a minute since Friday's magnitude 7.1 quake focused in Ridgecrest. In the longer term, the U.S. Geological Survey says there's a 70% chance that a magnitude 6.7 or stronger will hit the San Francisco Bay Area along the San Andreas Fault before the year 2030. And Netflix says 40.7 million household accounts have watched the third season of Stranger Things so far, more viewership than any other film or TV series in its first 4 days ever. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We've got a country to save, and I thank you for joining in on the good fight because, well, I'll tell you, if there was ever a time that required all hands on deck, it is now because, hey, this is our country. President Trump said to us on Inauguration Day, if you'll recall, that he was turning over the power and the management of the government to we the people. That's what our founding fathers expected. They turned the org chart upside down in the traditional organizational chart. At the top is the president, CEO, you know, the king, despot, you know, and then on down to the minions. But that's not the way our founding fathers wanted it to be. They wanted to do something different. And that is put at the very top of, you know, the people. The people are going to be kings. You know, we are kings. This is our country. And, you know, the elites are happy to take over in the absence of any other power taking place. You know, they basically have done everything they can to neutralize us so that they could have their way with the country. And what have they done? You know, $22 trillion in debt. We're a mess at every turn. We're at each other's throats, just the way they like it, by the way, because when we are unified and we are talking with one another, not yelling at one another, but we're actually communicating, we can go a long way. And and I say go a long way, not only on behalf of we the people and our fellow citizens, but for the citizens of the world if you are thinking in terms of a global mindset. So it's win-win on all turns. But right now, when you have all this fussing and fighting, even the good things you want to do, you can't even begin to accomplish because you're at each other's throat and you're getting in the way of progress that could be positive. I mean, here we are. We've had almost 3 years of the Trump administration turning D.C. on its head, which many on Main Street said it is about time that this has happened. You've got antithetical forces that are doing everything they can to resist and block any of the good that the president will do. I say most of the good, not any, because we are having some good. Low unemployment rate, average incomes are up. You know, for Hispanics, blacks, just go on down the line. I mean, as someone said the other night, there is not one person in this country that has not been aided by the Trump economy. But to hear the mainstream media, you would think, oh, my goodness, we're to hell in a handbasket. Really? I mean, how quick you forgot what we went through 8 years for 8 years under the Obama administration. That was very painful. And as if that wasn't enough, you had the big arm and boot of government on your throat every time you tried to rise up and do something different and on behalf of yourself or your family. You know, the big boot of government was right there to put you back down. And what this created in the process, and nobody, or very few people, I think I'm one of the few people talking about it, is that what it created was an underground employment force. You know, we still have a kind of a black market of business that's out there. And this was created by the Obama administration because people said, look, I don't want to be controlled by the government. Yes, some have come and they've reunited and that's great. But there's still others that are still, look, when you are fighting for your mere survival and you're fighting to get food on the table for your family, you're going to do this in any event. This is why the numbers, you know, would drive me nuts. You know, they talk about how many people were unemployed back then. And you go, wait a minute, people aren't just unemployed. And they just didn't stop working because last time I checked, they still like to eat. And they need to eat. And so they're working. They're just working under the table. And some of that dynamic is still taking place. It's not like it's all been cured. But that is still happening, ladies and gentlemen. So you have people who are taking advantage of the system. They are living off the government in a sense. They may tell you they're not. But they're not participating. But we need to reunite and have them rejoin the mainstream to help get this country back on track. Well, recently, several journalists have made the case that an FBI culture characterized by hubris precipitated the FBI's improperly predicated investigation into the Trump campaign. Now, they also argued that this hubris extends well beyond the seventh floor of the J. Edgar Hoover building and permeates the entire organization. Now, our next guest, who is with Protect the FBI and a former FBI agent himself, his credentials are stellar. He is the president of ProtectTheFBI.org. He's on the board for digital retail apps, and as I mentioned, a former FBI agent whose career in service to this country is just absolutely stellar, and it's an honor to have Jim Davidson with us on the show today. Jim, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I appreciate your position to protect the integrity of the FBI because we're going to need you. Because as things are, you know, starting to be, you know, disassembled in terms of the leadership of the FBI, and I have been involved in organizations most of my life, and I see what, you know, a little bit of leaven, as the Bible would call it, would do, and how it can spoil the whole batch, and it's almost impossible for little bits and pieces not to get down. And in fact, I would say the downline agents of the FBI, I mean, there's structural, systemic things that happen that seem so subtle. But where we find ourselves in is that we're faced with really cleaning up some major messes on aisles 3, 4, 5, and 6. Just count them. We've got a serious mess here on our hands, and we need to have the FBI to be clear of all this and to be back on its main mission, do we not?
Well, you just actually mischaracterized the blog that I wrote. So somebody else had written a piece that argued that the hubris is actually systemic and goes down through the FBI. And I made an argument that's a little bit different. So I just want to clarify. And I did.
Well, you see, if we were the same thing, and if we both agreed all the time, then one of us would be redundant and unnecessary. So you're the FBI insider. You know better. So enlighten us.
Exactly. And I have to be a little bit careful because our organization is forward-looking. We don't have actually an opinion on the recent past. Mm-hmm. I made the argument there's been problems in the past, and there certainly will be problems in the future. You can look at, Frederick Whitehurst with the FBI laboratory, and more recently Marjorie Stoneman Douglas and Waco.
Right. We're human beings, right?
We are. You look back to Watergate, so you can also look ahead. And and these issues that the FBI periodically has seems to be on a regular basis. Every few years, there's something, and there's some indications that there's something systemic going on in the way the FBI approaches and makes decisions. And so my argument is that this all goes back to the Civil Service Reform Act of 1978, and that act itself actually It did a lot of great things. It gave the federal government, the workforce, the power to band together and to bargain collectively and to essentially become a watchdog for the American public. It established for disciplinary matters, it established an appellate system that's outside of their actual agency so that they can make a whistleblowing complaint if they see an abuse of authority or it essentially prevents any kind of specious firings or firings for political reasons. It made the federal government workforce a civil as opposed to a political service. It's very, very important. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, the FBI, the CIA, and the NSA were exempt from that act. And these agencies, particularly the FBI, were able to develop policies in a vacuum without any outside scrutiny. And over time, policy and culture are so closely tied together. And without the meaningful checks and balances, you know, FBI culture, again, tied to policy, deteriorated in such a way that inside the Beltway, managers and those vying for those positions began to use these systems to create power bases.
Jim, we gotta go to pause here for just a moment. Going to break. Got more from Jim Davidson after this. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100, ShopSuperTea.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird!
It's a plane!
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Jim Davidson, former FBI agent and head of Protect the FBI continues. This is all stemming, this conversation, from what several journalists have reported on, including Victor Davis Hanson, who's been on the show, talking about the FBI tragedy, elites above the law. This was a National Review article last month. Several recent high-level departures were falsely attributed to a management shakeup pertaining to the FBI's investigation of the Trump campaign. In fact, many of the departures Hanson lists occurred as part of a normal career trajectory, is what Jim Davidson is explaining to us. So, Jim, continue on with, you know, what the intent of the Civil Service Reform Act of 1978 was all about. And, of course, it's always interesting when you get the government elites who come in. And I know you're apolitical, but, you know, the way we see it is that when you have people, you know, carving things out, carving out exceptions, instead of being ruled by these laws that you say have merit and should be, when they're protected from these laws, then it really opens this up for some missteps, does it not?
It does. Let me actually simplify it for your audience. So it's very simple. There's disciplinary systems. There's whistleblowing systems. Whistleblowing is when you make a complaint. It's called a protected disclosure about an abuse of authority, you know, hypothetically about partisan influence on the FBI's decision making. You know, for those that are scrutinizing the events of the past 2 years, I'm not saying that that occurred. All I'm saying is that if this did occur, there are not the systems, the equal employment opportunity system, the disciplinary system, the whistleblowing system, that have any kind of outside authority. So if an employee makes a complaint about these things, they're doing it at their peril, because the prosecutor is actually, in the same case, the judge. Mm-hmm. Everybody should be relayed to the, you know, the impropriety of that. So my argument is that if there are problems, or if there were problems in the last 2 years, we will eventually come to understand that it's a result of this policy and cultural environment. And that's not to say that, and the people that I work with over the 23 years of my career are fantastic. In fact, the number two and the number three in the FBI right now both spent a considerable amount of time in Los Angeles in the field office out, you know, in LA County, which is where I'm based. And they're terrific people. So this is not, you know, when we say protect the FBI, what we're trying to do is protect the organization. Mm-hmm. For the American people, and ensure that it cannot be co-opted for partisan purposes. And that involves a couple different things. One, it involves, you know, trying to work with Congress, getting them to take our pledge. We have a pledge that's based on the motto of the FBI, ask them to oversee the FBI in a meaningful, but in a bipartisan manner. That had been done up until a few years ago. There was a former FBI agent that was on the House Select Intelligence Committee, Mike Rogers. He went to his Democrat counterpart. They did exactly that. And the other thing is that we are looking at policy and culture, and there's some things that need to be changed. We believe that the Employee Association, the FBI Agents Association, or one like it, should be empowered, should be given a seat at the table, not over better pay or better working conditions. The pay and the working conditions are terrific. Mm-hmm. The job is terrific. We love what we do. We love serving the American people. I'm of course, you know, former FBI agent, but the guys right. that are still there, the girls sure. that are still there, they still, you know, they love to go to work every day.
Exactly.
But to have some say over policy to ensure that we can be that watchdog for the American people the way that occurs in other federal agencies.
Well, what has been brought to question in all this, you know, in all this debate, and some people might say, well, you know, this conspiracy that's gone on, you know, like anything, it's important that there be a sense of urgency to clear this up, that there would be a, you know, a real harsh sense of truth finding to get down to the bottom of this. And, you know, this is the problematic deal, because you've got, you know, the media in there. I've often said, Jim, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and there's lots of opinion flying around right now. And it does make it a bit of a challenge for the FBI and for we, the people, that need an effective intelligence community.
Hey, That's true, and I think you said it best. There's a million opinions lying out around out there. In fact, my latest piece is on tunnel vision and confirmation bias.
Right.
It's the, you only listen to those opinions that confirm what you already believe.
Right.
And this is national security. This is intelligence oversight, and there's only one set of facts, and we have to get to the facts. We might disagree on the meaning and the relevance of the facts, but there's one set of facts, and we need to take a longer, more objective view of what occurred and look at the cause, the underlying cause of what's going on. And my argument is that there's definitely some changes that need to be made. Mm-hmm. My organization doesn't believe the FBI. The people that are members of and working with me on this. And we all were in for a very long time, and it's going to take outside pressure. It's going to take pressure on Congress to actually conduct their job of oversight the way the founders intended, in order to get the FBI to make some of these changes that need to be made to not just prevent. No opinion, and we're nonpartisan. No opinion on the recent couple of years, but there's been mistakes in the past.
Right.
And if we're going to miss, if we're going to prevent the ones in the future, then that's what needs to be done.
Well, you say nonpartisan. The Beltway is the furthest thing from any. I mean, there's very little that is coming out of the Beltway these days that you could say is nonpartisan. We can only hope that would be the case. That the intelligence community would be apolitical. Somehow, it seems that those lines have gotten blurred here recently. Again, these are based on reports. Some testimonies that have been taken. And that have been revealed to us that makes this all suspicious, but it also makes it so imperative that we get to the bottom of this, because meanwhile, if there's any doubt and any compromise within the intelligence community, I mean, this is our security. I mean, we're going to be vulnerable, are we not?
It would make us vulnerable. I mean, it's in order to function smoothly, we have to be on the same page. This is national security. This is not the breadbasket issues like the economy and healthcare.
Right.
This is national security has got to remain above the fray, and maybe that's a little bit idealistic from our part, but you're also talking about a bunch of former FBI professionals. It's idealism has driven our lives. So, we're going to continue to try to, if we can get Congress to work together on national security the way they should do it, maybe that's the start. Everybody talk about infrastructure being the one thing we can all agree on and work on, but I think national security is certainly right up there with infrastructure. And if we can do these few things, then we'll ensure that these types of things, these mistakes, don't occur in the future. So,
Jim, can't the FBI be proactive to that point right now? I mean, why is it that they have to wait on Congress? I mean, is the system set up in such a way that it makes it prohibitive to where, management of the FBI and the intelligence community would come together and say, look, we can't wait on Congress. It's not in our best interest. This stuff's hanging out there. We need to self-adjudicate and, rise to the challenge here and fix as much of this so that by the time Congress gets to dealing with all the fussing and everything they're dealing with, we could say, look, you're exactly right. We found this to be the case 2 years ago, and this is what we did to heal it, and we've made these, we've made these adjustments. Why can't the intelligence community do that now, or are they?
That's a great point. This is, the organization is a living, breathing thing. It doesn't easily give up power. And so if you're asking it to create an appellate system that's outside of its control, that's subject to an authority outside of the Department of Justice, it's simply not going to do that.
Right.
In 2016, there was some really, really terrific, there's a terrific bill to give all the enhancements to the whistleblower system, which would have established an appellate system. It would have published all of the cases. It would have, for the public to look at, it would have done all these things that would have ensured that if there was an FBI employee that did see an abuse of authority or mismanagement, again, we're not saying that one occurred, they would be able to report it without fear of reprisal.
Exactly.
The FBI, several witnesses testified, and the FBI went in there and they killed it.
Mm-hmm.
Congress doesn't understand the Bureau in the way that it should.
And they're not going to. But, Jim, let me
let me tell you, we're out of time. You've got to come back because we've got to stay on top of this. I appreciate all the great work you're doing at Protect the FBI. Let's stay in touch, okay? Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking political news as a billionaire investor and activist has just announced he is joining the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. Tom Steyer is reversing course after saying earlier this year that he would not be running for the White House. The 62-year-old had said he wanted to focus entirely on impeachment efforts. A new Justice Department team taking over President Trump's push for a citizenship question to be placed on the 2020 census. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway says there's no reason for the administration to stop trying.
The Supreme Court did not issue a legal impediment decision. They basically said come back and give us a different rationale.
Forecasters say a hurricane could develop this week in the Gulf of Mexico. They say people from eastern Louisiana to western Florida need to be on alert. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right, what more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Believe. Turn it up.
Baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little.
Hey, maybe that's where we can run for cover, huh? For all this craziness that's going on in our culture. I mean, with all this that we've been going through with Russian collusion, and if that's not enough, then Jeffrey Epstein is back. Oh, Lord have mercy. What is going on here? James Comey's daughter is in the middle of it. We got a little bit of an advance notice when Nancy Pelosi's daughter said, it looks like some of our faves, code for, probably upper management or former upper management of the Democratic Party are going to be under scrutiny with what's going to be coming out soon. And it is on full display for us now, as much as we can handle. Karen Strawn is with us now. She's a spokesperson for Men's Rights Edmonton, a contributor to avoiceformen.com, a prominent men's rights advocate. Karen, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. It's absolutely madness, isn't it? I mean, all this stuff, all this intrigue, everything within our government and the beltway that's going on. And now, as if that's not enough, we got so many shiny things coming at us. It's like, what's going to occupy your time, right?
Oh, it's hard to keep up, really. it's kind of insane. When I was, I'm thinking to myself, because oh, you know, I thought a lot of this was put to bed years ago, right? You know, and then all of a sudden I, you know, I find out, okay, the Jeffrey Epstein thing's going to be reopened, which is, in my opinion, good. And now, you know, like there's, allegations, that, you know, Trump was a, you know, really good friend of his and all of that. And I'm just thinking, we're living in a circus here.
Yes. Well, and then on top of that, you've got one of Trump's officials, one of his cabinet members, who was the prosecutor on this deal with Epstein and helped carve out this this incredible deal that even kept, you know, the women who were the victims, you know, uninvolved in, you know, in this case. I mean, it smells to high heaven. There's no question whatsoever. You know, this earlier deal, what did he get, a year or something for all that he got convicted of?
13 months or something like that. And
something
yeah,
like that.
He
could come and
really
go.
He
got a daily pass. It was great.
Yeah, no, he really got a sweetheart deal there. And just absolutely appalling. You know, and what one of the things that bothers me the most about this case is that none of these allegations have ever actually been aired in open court, right? So not in a criminal court, not in a civil court, right? It's all sealed settlements where he settled with these victims for we don't know how much money, they probably have broad, sweeping non-disclosure agreements that are part of those settlements. And the plea deal itself was sealed. None of these allegations have been tested. And, you know, I have the feeling that, you know, if the prosecutors at the time were as confident in their case as they appeared to be, and they do still appear to be, you know, absolutely he did this,
mm-hmm.
Then why the plea deal? Why give him federal immunity? You know, the no prosecution, non-prosecution agreement at the federal level, why would you do that? Would you do that? And, you know, when I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking, okay, well, apparently he was inviting other people high up, you know, very prominent people to indulge with him in these activities.
Right.
Right. In order to accumulate blackmail material.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I have to wonder who was there somebody pulling the strings and saying make this go away.
Right.
Well,
look at his defense. Look at his defense team. His defense team included Alan Dershowitz. I mean, and I mean some qualified attorneys in his legal defense team.
Barry
so,
Eck.
Yeah. Right.
Well, you know, like I would suggest that, you know, attorneys like Alan Dershowitz and Barry Sheck, you know, they're going to be offered a significant sum of money to, you know, take on a case like this. As an attorney, you know, it's as a defense attorney, it's your job, mm-hmm. right, to do the best for your client, whether they're guilty or innocent. And so I wouldn't necessarily read anything into the fact that Dershowitz and I believe it was Barry Sheck as well,
right.
mm-hmm. Were involved in this case as defense attorneys. I mean, somebody's got to defend the guy, and he has a ton of money,
right?
So he can hire the best. So, you know, I wouldn't say that there's anything necessarily to be read into that. Mm-hmm. But and Alan Dershowitz, you know, he has been accused of being, you know, involved in this activity by one accuser, and she's now suing him, and he said, "I welcome the lawsuit," and that's really what you know, because a lawsuit where all of this gets aired in open court will exonerate me,
mm-hmm.
and this is really what I wish had happened through the entire case, is that this had been handled through the courts, that the allegations had been put to a proper test, and then we would know what's going on, right? What exactly happened? Who was involved? So, I mean, it's very, very frustrating. Like, I am a due process advocate,
right? I'm with you.
You know, and I absolutely, I'm absolutely positive that there are people who get falsely accused and wrongfully convicted. That happens in our system. And I know that plea deals often are the biggest source of injustice. you know, when it comes to somebody like Jeffrey Epstein, who maybe is getting away with something for a very, very small penalty because he took a plea deal, or whether it comes to somebody like Brian Banks, who took a plea deal because his attorney told him, just, you know, take the plea deal, because if you, as a strapping black athlete, football player, if this actually goes to court, you're going to be convicted and you're going to serve more time.
Right.
Right. So I think that really, I wish the court system could be, I guess, capable of dealing with every single case, you know.
Well, this is what gives the perception of the everyday American saying that, you know, what happened to blind justice? You know, it doesn't exist. I mean, if you've got the money, you've got the wherewithal, like Jeffrey Epstein and the influence. I mean, we've seen this happen time and again. I mean, we had a situation here where, you know, you've got a Pakistani national, and because he's got the goods on 40 congressmen, and women, you know, this guy gets away with murder, basically. I mean, he stole all kinds of information, thumb drives the millions of data that was taken out of, you know, government officials' laptops and servers, and God only knows what happened to that information. But we know, you know, and this guy gets away with murder because of, as you said earlier, you know, the ties that bind, and his, you know, the connection to this case was much more than just, you know, some information being downloaded on a thumb drive.
Well, what I would say to justice being blind is it also should be transparent, you know. Like, it's not just that justice needs to be done, it needs to be seen to be done.
Exactly.
And when you have these sort of secret deals and sealed files, and, you know, you look at the Jussie Smollett thing, that they've unsealed the files so that people can see whether justice was done or not, justice needs to be blind, but the people should not be blinded to whether justice has been done.
Excellent
really
point.
How I would put it.
No, great point. I love it. Maureen Comey, does that throw a red flag up for you? The daughter of James Comey?
I don't know whether she can be impartial in either direction, right? You know, maybe she wants to nail this guy to the wall and is going to be a malicious prosecutor because that'll help bring down Trump because of, you know, the small association that Trump has or had in the past with Epstein. Or maybe she's going to pull some strings and kind of be lackadaisical and not really go after him very hard because of, you know, certain people that may be exposed if she really goes hard after this guy. So I think, you know, honestly, I think she should recuse herself. You know, maybe it's just that it's such a small world in Washington, D.C. and
right.
New York.
Well, exactly. Well, we got to go to break. We got more from Karen Strawn after this. Stay with us.
How would you rate your kidney health? What about your liver? What about your gallbladder? Take the Quantum Cleanse 21-Day Challenge and supercharge your body. Quantum Nutrition Labs is having a special on 4 supplements designed to support organ health and detoxification. For the kidneys, liver, and gallbladder, buy 2, get the third one free. Start your 21-Day Challenge today. Call 888-588-7578, 888-588-7578, or visit us online at QNLabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Before the top of the hour, good to have you with us. Karen Strong continues with us, a spokesperson for Men's Rights Edmonton and a contributor to a voiceformen.com. You know, Karen, the thought, as you were saying earlier, that, well, I'll tell you, nothing like daylight to be, you know, the greatest disaffected, especially when it comes to, Lady Justice and the whole process here. But, you know, these things keep coming up, and I believe the reason that they do is that it's an opportunity for us to really, re-engage with the truth. And it's not a truth that's subjective. It is the truth, and that's all you got to say about it. And no discussion. This country has been disengaged, I believe, from the principles of truth for so long that in some cases they probably wouldn't even be able to recognize it. But it keeps coming back. I mean, these lies and deception keep coming back. Right now it happens to be in the form of Jeffrey Epstein. And nobody here is claiming perfection. I mean, we all have issues that we have to deal with that we're challenged by. And maybe this is an opportunity, dare I say, for, you know, not only this country at large, but its citizens individually to reconnect with the truth that, you know, because the fact of the matter is that we have the system that we have because we, the people, have accommodated it, have we not?
Well, I think most people are just trying to get on with their lives and go to work and keep the grass, trim enough so that the city won't fine you. And so they're really not paying attention. And I think, when a story like this comes out, it really leads you to realize just how much we are complacent in this, that we don't pay attention, that we kind of swallow the lines of politicians. We don't see them for the liars and manipulators that they often are. you know, you can see Nancy Pelosi, she's jumped on this whole thing, you know, Alex Acosta has to be, he has to step down. I demand that he steps down, as Labor Secretary or whatever he is, you know, because of his involvement in this. And, you know, and that's rightly so. I think that's probably, not a, an unjust, demand, but you know, she's not doing it because entirely because of that sort of a sense of justice and sense of needing to get to the bottom of it and not trusting the guy, until it's made clear why he gave, Epstein his sweetheart deal. It's a partisan politics. It's here's how I can hurt Trump's White House.
Exactly.
And so I mean,
and this is in the face of and this is in the face of what you said earlier. You know, you said you're a believer in due process, as I am as well. And it's interesting because the politicians, and particularly from the left, it comes out very aggressively. It's like as soon as there's some problem, okay, let's get them, you know, let's kick them out, let's invalidate them. But yet when it's one of their own, my goodness, the wagons circle, they're well protected and this sort of thing. But something is lost in translation, which goes back to your earlier statement, and that is due process. We need to, you know, Alex is part of the government, and you're right, he's the Secretary of Labor. And, you know, we need to have some answers, you know, what happened here. So as part of the government, as part of the Trump team, it's going to behoove him to be truthful and be upfront about this. But if you go ahead and invalidate him and then now you push him into the corners of being, you know, lawyered up and everything, well, then, you know, we're back into darkness again, are we not?
Yeah, well, I mean, his lawyers are going to tell him, you know, no answer, no comment to every single question, right, until we prepare a statement for you to read and then not take questions from the press. That's really what's going to happen. And it's all everybody, you know, CYA, you know, and doing damage control and, you know, cover your posterior. But, you know, it's really, really upsetting because it's impossible to know the truth about these kinds of allegations, right? And one of the things that I've seen over and over again, you know, in my career as a men's rights advocate and all of that is that, it's not necessarily the case that multiple accusations make the accusations more credible. You know, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Right? Because you can have a phenomenon, particularly when there's money involved and, you know, and you have the option to sue and have a nice large settlement and all of that, where you get predatory accusers coming out of the woodwork.
Well, look what happened with Kavanaugh. Perfect case in point.
You had
somebody that you go, I'm not so sure I can believe it. And then you get these outlandish claims that pile on that you go, I mean, everything loses credibility at that point.
Yeah, I think, you know, Julie Swetnick damaged Christine Blasey Ford's credibility, you know, in a huge way just by making those extremely salacious and outlandish allegations and doing so in such a way that you could almost see that she was just, you know, relishing the attention from, you know, she was really enjoying herself in her, right, her few minutes in the spotlight. That's not generally how victims or, you know, people who have witnessed something horrific behave. So, you know, you're looking at this situation where the waters are so muddied, and I just, again, I'm really hoping that with the hopeful unsealing of this deal and maybe a renewed prosecution on these charges that were subject to this sweetheart deal, that we'll actually be able to get to the bottom of what exactly happened, who was involved, and how they were involved. It makes me feel a little bit more confidence in, you know, because when I heard Trump was involved, and I, you know, I do like Trump, you know, in certain ways.
Right.
I'm fond of him as the president. It really sort of eased my mind to hear that one of the lawyers for several of the accusers filed in a court document, which is, you know, that's on pain of perjury that that he had barred Epstein from his vacation home
at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, you know, and again, this is what all this information and discovery will bring out, but hopefully, and this is what, you know, when the flags go up, because you have, I mean, is this like a like father, like daughter situation with Maureen Comey, you know, coming in and, you know, her dad, and, I mean, her dad really, really muddied up the waters here, because here is somebody that you wanted to think, okay, was fair-minded, and, you know, and he, his actions here in the most recent of years have been all suspicious. And until we get down to the bottom of, you know, this whole Russian collusion deal, you know, what went on, even if it was a situation where he just said, you know what, I was pissed off. I didn't like what President Trump did to me, so I retaliated. Okay, well, you know, that's plausible. But,
yeah.
You know, but it's all the other stuff that gets blown out, and now we get into the realm of this conspiratorial. And, of course, nobody wants to talk. Everything's redacted, and, you know, to your point. And what happens, you know, we're all a bunch of mushrooms being fed manure. And it goes a long way in adding to our lack of confidence about, you know, our political system and our government.
Yeah, and even our court system.
Right, exactly. Even so, yeah. And so, you know, so going forward, what do you think? You know, I guess if you can put on your, your projection hat here for a moment, and not go necessarily into the realm of the conspiratorial, but you know, it seems that the Democrats know a lot more. I mean, Nancy Pelosi's daughter making that warning statement of, oh, looks like some of our faves could be in trouble here. What do you think?
When you look at how many times Bill Clinton allegedly flew on,
yeah,
that
at least a couple dozen
jet.
Times. Yeah, the Lolita Express. I mean, even by title.
Yeah, well, and that's just a nickname the press gave it. But you know, the fact that there were several times when he left his Secret Service bodyguards
detail.
Behind.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so essentially, who knows what he was getting up to on those flights. Maybe Trump flew on there once and decided it wasn't for him, right?
Mm, right.
But at the same time, it would be disappointing if he knew or suspected something was going on and didn't say anything at the time. I would find that to be something that I would be disappointed in him over that. But
yeah.
At the same time, you know, like because of his involvement, and I mean, it's even looking at that quote from New York Magazine, I believe it was. You know, that he said, you know, I've known him for 15 years, he's a terrific guy. It is even said that, you know, he likes beautiful women as much as I do. That sounds like somebody who's speaking of somebody he only knows peripherally.
Right.
That is not in his inner circle of friends. That is somebody that he runs into at parties, the way billionaires do in New York City. And so, you know, I'm hoping that he gets out of this unscathed, just given how much he's had to deal with this whole
dossier. Exactly. No, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. So, you know, Karen Stronach, appreciate you coming on the show. Look forward to having you back. As no doubt, this will continue, will it not?
I'm hoping it all gets blown up in open court and we can all see what actually happened. That would be wonderful.
In the midst of a 2020 campaign, no less. She's a spokesperson for the Men's Rights Edmonton, a contributor to avoiceformen.com, Karen Strong, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Karen. Have a great day.
Thanks. Take care.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.